She calls herself a right-wing conservative, but Janilee Tobias immersed herself in liberal social media this fall. Now she says she understands why the political climate is so tense. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Janilee Tobias is familiar with conservative causes. The South Jordan activist took part in the recent election through Second Amendment Supporters for Trump, Mormons for Trump, and Utah Women for Trump. But she also agreed to be part of an experiment put in motion by the British newspaper The Guardian. She watched the presidential election through the eyes of a liberal.
Okay, so here it is. Oh, the worst part. Oh, my gosh. My profile picture is Hillary Clinton. Oh, my gosh.
Tobias relied on news from a left-wing Facebook feed for days at a time.
So, common dreams. Here's one. George Lakoff explains why it is very important to keep repeating what a loser Donald Trump is.
She was one of five conservatives getting news from liberal sites, while five liberals had right-wing feeds. Like the others in the experiment, Tobias was shocked and sometimes disgusted by what she saw online.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, I was angry. Like, how can they misconstrue the facts so much? And I thought, no wonder, like, we're at war in this country, a war of ideas and political party affiliation.
Tobias will keep the liberal news feed for now, even though she says it kind of drives her nuts. She wants to stay open-minded and to see the political world through the lens used by her liberal friends.
I learned that we're really divided, and the difference between left-wing news and right-wing news, we're not even reading the same news.
Tobias says she'll also stick with the tried-and-true conservative news sources that she trusts. Judy Faze, KUER News.